Bordeaux, Mrs. A. C. Montpelier, Vermont, September 3, 1883. Dear afflicted sister, I wish I could speak with you and pray with you, but as this doesn't seem possible, I will write you a few lines. I am rejoiced to hear that amid your sufferings, Jesus, your Savior, is to you a present help in time of need. That when the flesh is failing, the Savior's love is revealed in you to all around you. Your hope is in God. You can testify to small and great the power of His grace, that there is a divine reality in the religion of Jesus Christ, that a substantial peace and joy is found in your Savior. Now is the time that you can realize the preciousness of the Christian's hope. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our woes and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Jesus loves you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. You have not now to wrestle, not now to fight the fight of faith, only to trust in Jesus' love, in whom you have hid your life. A few more days of sorrow, a few more pangs of anguish, and then your rest will come. Write, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." Revelation 14, verse 13. Now you may peacefully rest in Him in whom your hopes of eternal life are centered. You will have some anxious thoughts in regard to your loved ones, but the way will all be made plain before them. The Lord loves your husband. You have both labored to know and to do His will, and He will not forsake him nor your dear children. You may be assured I will pray for you all in your sorrows while you are passing through the deep waters. I do not expect to live until Jesus comes. I expect to rest in the hope of the glorious resurrection morning, but I will work on until my Master bids me lay off the armor. I can write but a few lines now, but shall not forget you. Repose in peace in Jesus. You have now only to trust and wait. You have fought the good fight, and Jesus will now be to you your refuge, your strong tower, your comfort. May the Lord be very nigh you every moment is my prayer. Farewell, dear sister, until we meet no more to part in the resurrection morning.